This area has had settlements for a very long time, indicated by Neolithic implements found nearby and the Iron Age earthworks on Hamble Common. Finds from the Roman era, including 4th century bronze coins from different countries, show that traders stayed in the area. There would probably have been a ferry here for many years, particularly as there was no bridge at Purselden until 1798. But the earliest known written evidence of a ferry is not until about 1540. Court records show that in 1572, the operators were fined for keeping passengers waiting. In 1598, one Thomas Cooper paid the Lord of the Manor, which was Winchester College, 5 shillings a year for the right to operate the ferry. That's 25 of our pence. He charged 1 halfpenny to cross with a horse, and half of that without. By 1606, just 8 years later, the charge had doubled. For a number of years, during the 19th and 20th centuries, the lease for the ferry and the Bugle Inn at Hamble was held by William Cooper and Company, a brewer from East Street in Southampton. In 1920, gales and high tides washed the old wooden shelter away, and the existing concrete one was built. On now to Warsash. After passing some light industrial buildings on your right, head for the waterfront, where you'll find a D-Day memorial on the promontory just beyond the round tower which houses the harbourmaster's office.